Seek good and not evil, that ye may live. And so the Lord, the God of hosts, shall be with you. Can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor about your body, what you shall put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add one cubit to his span of life? And why be anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O men of little faith? Therefore do not be anxious, saying, What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be yours as well. We have read from the 6th chapter of Matthew, verses 24 through 33, according to the New Revised Standard Version. Good and not evil, that ye may live, and so the Lord, the God of hosts, shall be with you. All of life is a constant succession of decisions as to what shall take priority, as to what comes first. Some of these decisions are quite incidental and insignificant. It doesn't matter in the least whether you put on the right shoe or the left shoe first when you are dressing in the morning, but a great deal hinges on some other decisions about priority. Which comes first, your home or your business? Both are important, neither one could exist without the other, but which is of primary and which is of secondary importance? If you're a married man or woman, who comes first, your wife or your mother? If you're a church member, which comes first, the church or state? Is it better to obey God or man? Is it better to trust in God or in man? Some people muddle through most or all of their lives without ever making any clean-cut decisions as to what or who has first priority. They are forever vacillating and hesitating between two decisions, trying to decide each individual issue on the basis of expediency rather than of principle, forever uncertain as to just where they stand or what they believe. Jesus commands us to give supreme priority to the kingdom of God, to seek first the kingdom. He says, He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. Whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Jesus never even suggested that a man could divide his allegiance. Christ demands all or nothing. His kingdom is more important than family or friends or position or wealth. It is even more important than life itself. Anything less than a complete and total devotion to the kingdom and to the king is fatal and treasonable. Every life must have some center, some one all-important thing to which that life is devoted and around which it revolves, some one thing which comes first. Every life must have a goal towards which it moves, for no man can move in two directions at once. No man can serve both God and mammon. As Jesus used the term serve in this verse, it means not to serve for wages, but to serve as a slave who is owned body and soul by his master, a slave who loves that master and is devoted to him. A hired man can work part-time for one employer and part-time for another and give both of them good service. But no one can be the devoted slave of two men at the same time. For the slave owes all to his master. He is on duty or on call 24 hours out of the day and 365 days out of the year. No man can be a slave to two masters. Some people have the idea that those who would serve Jesus must give up everything for the sake of the kingdom. That is only partly true. Jesus' instruction is that we should seek first the kingdom, that we should give him and his kingdom first priority in our lives, that we should devote ourselves wholly and completely to it. If we comply with these restrictions, all other necessary and needful and desirable things will be added to us. Origen, one of the early church fathers, reports a saying of Jesus which is similar to, but not exactly like, any saying recorded in the four Gospels. It reads thus, "Seek the great things, and the little things will be added to you, and seek the heavenly things, and the earthly things will be added to you." When Peter reminded Jesus that the disciples had left all to follow him, Jesus said, according to Luke, "There is no man that hath left house, or parents, or brethren, or wife, or children, for the kingdom of God's sake, who shall not receive manifold more in this present time, and in the world to come, life everlasting." Seeking the kingdom first brings not loss, but gain. If we seek results by wrong means, we fail. If we seek short-term goals but lose sight of the all-important goal, we are apt to find ourselves heading in the wrong direction. If we choose the kingdom of God as our goal, and if we diligently seek first that kingdom, all of our minor achievements will contribute to that. Even our minor failures will contribute to that goal. But in the long run, we cannot fail, because we are working with God. We are working in harmony with his laws. We have access to his powers. In the kingdom is to be found our only security. No life, no nation, no institution which is built on principles contrary to the laws of the kingdom, laws which are inherent in every particle of matter and in every human mind and human body, can hope to endure. The laws of the kingdom govern in every situation. To violate them is to court disaster. To obey them is to guarantee eventual success. Wealth laid up in an earthly kingdom or in an earthly manner is never safe. Moth and rust corrupt, and thieves break through and steal. But wealth laid up in the kingdom of God is eternally safe, indestructible, and imperishable. In the third chapter of 1 Corinthians, Paul expresses this principle of seeking first things first in another sort of allegory. Before one can build a building, he must have a safe foundation. With a safe foundation, even the best of buildings will stand through all the ages, but without that safe foundation, even the very best of buildings will eventually crumble and fall. If a builder gets impatient to see what the finished product is going to look like and starts building before he has laid the foundation, all his work will go for naught. But if he builds first the foundation and then builds well thereupon, his work will endure. The foundation comes first. It has first priority. Jesus Christ is the foundation which is laid, the only sure foundation upon which any man may build his life. Our first task, our first obligation, is to seek this foundation, to find it, to claim it for our own, that we may have a safe foundation on which to build. That should have first priority in our lives, the foundation. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. With the foundation assured, we may then start to build, taking care always to make the building worthy of the foundation on which it is laid, being always aware that the work which we build will someday be tried as by fire. If we have built of wood or hay or stubble, the fire will burn it up, and we will have left nothing but the foundation. We may be saved, but without any reward for our life's work. If we build of imperishable gold or other substantial materials which can survive the testing fires and which stand firmly on the foundation of Jesus Christ, then we shall have both salvation and reward. Only in the kingdom of God, we repeat, is security. The rich man who built more barns for security lost all when death claimed him. The rich young ruler who thought more of his great possessions than he did of Jesus lost all. Life is more than meat, and the body more than raiment. He who seeks first the kingdom of God and his righteousness will find in that kingdom friends who are dearer to him than wife or mother or father or child. He will find riches far greater than silver or gold or jewels or lands or houses. He who hath eternal life is rich, and he who seeks first the kingdom shall have all these other things added unto him. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, many times in our lives we recognize now that we have failed to put Thee and Thy kingdom first. We have chosen other things which were of lesser importance. Help us to choose always Thy kingdom as our goal and as our aim in life, that we may devote our lives to the building up of that kingdom, and thereby have all other things added to us which are needful and necessary, and that we may have the riches of eternal life. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Bye.